morning. Thank you for having me, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Corey Lewandowski, and I am the State Director of Americans for Prosperity, which is a free market public policy group here in New Hampshire. We've got about 10,000 members, many of which are small business owners, and I am a small business owner myself. I'd like to talk specifically about the business climate as it currently exists in the state of New Hampshire and bring your attention to that as it relates to other New England states and perhaps more importantly, across the country. As you are all aware, we have been in a deep economic recession, and New Hampshire, like other states, are required to compete for businesses that are looking to relocate, reestablish, and bring good, high-paying jobs to the area. As you may know, in 2007, and this is via the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the statistics that I will quote, and you can check with them to make sure they're accurate. In 2007, long before the LLC tax was being discussed, New Hampshire was already ranked 30th in the country on a scale of 1 to 50, 1 being the best, 50th being the worst, as it relates to private sector job growth. From 2000 to 2007, New Hampshire's economy grew at just about 12.5% when adjusted for inflation, and the national average was 15%. The median property tax paid in the state of New Hampshire at the time was $4,136, the second highest in the nation, behind only the state of New Jersey. Since 1960, according to the U.S. Department of Commerce, the Bureau of Census, state government spending, when adjusted for inflation, has increased 616%. Since 1980, New Hampshire state debt, when adjusted for inflation, has skyrocketed 238%. And from 2000 to 2007, total private employment in New Hampshire rose only 3%, ranking it the 31st state in the nation, while public sector job growth, meaning state government employees, has grown at a rate of 12%. In other words, our state government is employing four times as many people in the same span of time as our private sector industries are. So long before the LLC tax came into play, we were in an inverse relationship. Senator Downing asked very specifically about taxes as it relates to other states in our area. And this will be this is from the Tax Foundation, the 2008 Business Tax Climate Index, which is a nonpartisan group. It listed in 2008 the Business Tax Climate Index for New Hampshire on four levels: the overall business climate, the corporate income climate, individual income, and sales tax. And the corporate income climate in the state of New Hampshire in 2008, one being the best, 50 being the worst, was listed as a 50. Now that may be surprising. Delaware, as an example, was listed at a 48, Florida a 14, Massachusetts was a 46, Maine a 43, and Vermont a 32. That should give you an understanding of where we fit in 2008 prior to the LLC tax coming into play. Now, the fact that the state of New Hampshire currently has no income or sales tax is clearly an important factor, but is not the only factor when businesses are attempting to relocate to the state. Their employees must contemplate the cost of property taxes and decide if they can make the same salary here that they could if they decided to relocate into Massachusetts. From 2000 to 2005, New Hampshire fell behind the 6.09% national average for business growth, with a 4.84% business growth. Comparatively speaking, Maine was at 5.88%, Rhode Island at 10.58%, and Florida led all states at 17.79%. The purpose of these statistics is to help you understand better this truly global economy that we fight for businesses in. As of 2008, individuals working in New Hampshire are required to work 189 days to pay their share of federal taxes, federal regulations, state and local spending, and state and local regulations. That means in excess of half of the days that they go to work, their taxes are being collected for things other than shelter, food, and providing for their family. And I think that's the wrong relationship if we want to continue. As we discuss this piece of legislation, which I wholeheartedly support, I'm sure many of you are aware of it. Salary.com, which is a leading provider of on-demand compensation, payroll, and talent management solutions, every year conducts a survey on what the value of a stay-at-home mom would be should she be compensated. It may surprise you that in 2009, the average compensation, which has been based on certified compensation professionals' benchmarking principles that determine the value of a job, yields a stay-at-home mom's salary should be $122,732. Now, if that stay-at-home mom was compensated under that scenario, she would be required to pay more than that in her taxes should she set up as an LLC. Now, I think that's a bit egregious. I think we could all assume that a stay-at-home mom is a very important job. I have four children. My wife stays home. We're fortunate enough for that. But I don't think I could afford the tax if she were to set it up as an LLC. And as you all know, many LLC owners provide a variety of jobs for that business. And what a stay-at-home mom provides, according to this nonprofit, as a percentage of her time were laundry machine operator, janitor, van driver, housekeeper, computer operator, first degree, cook, daycare center teacher, facilities manager, psychologist, and chief executive officer. I don't think any of our small business owners across the state would be considered any less important as they create jobs and probably could be considered under each and every one of those categories as they're currently outlined. So as you contemplate this legislation, I think you need to take a good hard look at the amount of outpouring that the people of the state of New Hampshire has clearly articulated as supporting Senator Bradley's legislation, and I would hope that all of you take full consideration to repeal the limited liability tax. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer those.